Hello.
Hi, tell us about your time with the Toyota Yaris.
Yeah, this is Toyota's basic entry-level car, so it's, you know, it's small, it's cheap, you don't have a lot of toys on it, but you know, I had a 1976 Honda Civic that I bought new back in, strangely enough, 1976, and I loved that car. I drove it for about 4 years, and this reminds me of that. The only thing I really didn't like about it was that it has a very noisy powertrain. You step on the gas and it whines, you might as well have a CVT in the damn thing, except that the Yaris is a lot nicer to drive than a Prius with its CVTs. Matter of fact, I drove the Prius C a couple of weeks before the Yaris, and between the two of them, I would take the Yaris. I just wish that it had come with a manual transmission, because that would have made it an absolute blast. As it was, it had a four-speed automatic, and that's better than a CVT, so it was still pretty good to drive, and you can get a five-speed manual in it. So if you're looking for something cheap in the way of a Yaris, that, you know, because it's a Toyota, it's going to run forever, I would suggest giving the Yaris a really good look. But if you can handle a manual transmission, get that one. You won't regret it. You'll have a really good time with this tiny little car.
What kind of electronics and gadgetry are we looking at in this thing?
It has Bluetooth. It has an audio system you can stream your stuff to with the touchscreen and that. I found the touchscreen, there are no steering wheel mounted controls. So changing tracks and that, you have to reach over and do it on the touchscreen. I find the buttons to be a little small for my big stubby fingers. But, you know, your mileage may vary with that. The other electronic it didn't have that I thought it should have is automatic headlights. I think every car should have that these days. And I was kind of disappointed this one did not have it, but neither did the Prius. I drove a few weeks ago. So, and unlike the Prius, the Yaris starts at just under $16,000. So, I mean, it's not going to cost you a lot of money to get into that thing. And this was the LE. It is the, it's not the bottom trim line. It's, well, the bottom trim line is the CE, which is only the three doors. So this was the five door, which basically means four doors and a hatch. You know, nice little car. I can't say enough about it. I really enjoyed driving it.
Excellent. Jim Bray is our live 88.5 Car Crasher. All right. We love it when you get a Porsche because we get to dream a little bit. Yeah. Tell us about this Porsche.
You love it.
Macan. The Macan Turbo this time, the turbo version of the SUV.
That's right. A couple of months back, or recently anyway, we spoke about the Macan S, which is the base model. And it's powered by a 3-liter twin-turbo V6, putting out 340 horsepower and 339 pound-feet of torque, which is plenty. That's enough to get this small SUV, I would say, moving very nicely. Now, this one, the turbo, is also a turbo engine. I don't know why they don't call the S a turbo, but anyway, taken up with Porsche. This one has a 3.6-liter twin turbo V6, 400 horsepower, 406 pound-feet of torque. That's the main difference between the two cars, is that you have a larger, more powerful engine in one. And to be honest with you, as much as I love Porsches, as much as I love driving quickly, as much as I love power, if it were me, I would buy the S. I'd save myself about 20 grand and have probably 90% as much fun 95% of the time. So, I mean, how can you go wrong? But great vehicle. I just love driving. I mean, it's a Porsche. It's like a sports car that's taller. And if you like the Cayenne, it's the same thing, but smaller. That was my only objection to the Cayenne all these years, was that it's bigger than I like.
Right.
The Macan addresses that concern. It's beautiful.
And money-wise, what is this setting you back?
Well, the Macan Turbo starts at 82.2, and then, of course, there's the Porsche tax, which means if you want options on it. And this one had enough options that cranked that up to about $104,500, which is a lot more money there.
Yeah.
Now, you're getting some nice options. You're getting torque vectoring. You're getting air suspension. The air suspension, I would like some of the performance stuff, but you can also get them on the Macan S. It's just not going to be quite as fast.
But how much for the paint?
$790. Oh, did you want a clear coat with that?
It's Jim Brayer, Live88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find a link for him at live885.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.